American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing, China, marking the close of his diplomatic visit to the country. He met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and other senior officials to discuss the issue of fentanyl trafficking.
We've advanced our cooperation on fentanyl and other synthetic drugs, the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45.
Former President Trump's so-called hush money trial is set to resume this morning. Eric Shawn is at the New York State Supreme Court in Lower Manhattan with the latest.
The defense will continue to resume its cross-examination this morning of David Pecker. And it turns out that the former National Enquirer tabloid publisher says he cut a lot of so-called catch-and-kill deals with a lot of famous people through the years, not just former President Trump. The defense will continue in about 2.5 hours or so with Emil Bove, President Trump's lawyer, cross-examining Pecker, trying to bring out the weaknesses in this case against the former president.
President Donald Trump speaking to the press after spending a day in a New York courtroom in connection to his so-called hush money case. Trump comments on the ongoing anti-Israel protests occurring on college campuses around the U.S. and anti-Semitism with the nation, saying that Joe Biden is not handling this issue.
Biden is sending an absolutely horrible message. Horrible, horrible message. He has no idea how to message. He can't speak. He can't put two sentences together. He doesn't know what to do. This is not our president. This is somebody that shouldn't be doing what he's doing because he can't do it. He can't do it well.
President Biden proposing an over 40% tax rate on the wealthy as Republicans defend the Trump tax cuts. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Dan Buser of the House Financial Services Committee says the president's tax and spending plans won't help the middle class and will only add to inflation.
This administration is tax and spend on steroids. I mean, look at his next year's budget. Look what they've done so far. If it wasn't for a Republican majority, they would have spent another $1 trillion this year.
The White House is dropping hints that President Biden could declare a national climate emergency that would give him unprecedented emergency powers. Steve Jordahl reports.
You've seen decades of failed climate disaster predictions.
The entire North Polar ice cap could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
You've been shamed.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
But so far, none of it has panned out. So climate alarmists have convinced President Biden to just go ahead and declare a climate emergency, regardless of the lack of evidence. Mark Moreno of Climate Depot tells Fox News it's never been about the climate. It's about power.
If Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers under that emergency. And they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose the Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress.
Moreno says your entire way of life could be upended if Biden gets his power grab. And it would happen without your input or that of your elected officials.
He doesn't need no stinking democracy to impose the Green New Deal if he does this.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
It's a rough start to the weekend for many parts of the central U.S. Janice Dean has your latest weather forecast.
The central U.S. is getting slammed by several days of strong to severe storms from Texas to the upper Midwest. Many big cities are seeing rounds of heavy rain, large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes. Fire danger is also a concern where gusty winds and persistent dry conditions could help ignite and spread wildfires. Meanwhile, the western half of the U.S. is feeling cooler than average as the East Coast begins a nice warm-up this weekend. Head to foxweather.com for all of your latest weather information. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
American Family News is available online or on your mobile device. Go to AFN.net or download our mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.